Seven beachfront government housing units in Kaikoura are sitting empty, whilst the homeless are sent to live in emergency housing as far away as Wellington. Homelessness is now a serious problem in the district, with 44 families currently on the emergency housing waiting list. The council says its hands are tied because the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment has allocated the units only for families displaced by the earthquakes. But as video journalist Logan Church reports, in the 9 months since the units were made available, some haven't even had a single occupant.
On the face of it, Kaikoura is a town on the up, bouncing back from one of the worst disasters in New Zealand's history. But many people here are still having a tough time of it, especially when it comes to finding accommodation due to a red-hot rental market. But beside the beach...
Here we have a little village of seven very vacant units at the moment. Yeah, and so meanwhile, from April, even before, we have had whānau in town on the brink of homelessness and haven't been able to find a place for them, and so they have been relocated out of town.
That's Nai O'Deowa. She wears many hats in Kaikoura. She sits on the Māori Council, but she also works directly with people who need emergency accommodation.
Nobody home.
The village here is simple, seven portable units, each featuring two bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen. There is even a place for the dog around the back. But more importantly, they are warm, dry and not earthquake damaged, and they cost $225 a week to rent. The units were put here by the government last April to help those displaced by earthquake damage to their homes, and opened by the Associate Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Jenny Salesa. However, they have never been completely filled.
There have been people in dire need of homes, emergency homes. We're not saying that they should live here at this time, but what we needed is a place for them to come and have a warm, dry, safe whare.
To be eligible to rent a unit, the criteria is strict. You need confirmation your home is earthquake damaged, confirmation of a start and end date of building work, and, if needed, an approved building consent, among other things.
It's all because of this criteria, and in my mind, the answer is simple. Change the criteria.
And until that happens, it leaves many in Kaikoura without many options. Nio can think of three families off the top of her head who desperately need accommodation like this now. One Kaikoura woman I spoke to, who didn't want to be identified, said she and her family are on the brink of homelessness.
In this house for 5 years. We've got good references and everything, but there's no houses available. And when houses do come available, there's so many people needing them that we aren't even looked at. So we don't have long to find a house for the six of us. If it comes down to it, we'd have to rely on something like that in order to not be homeless.
Nai O'Deowa says she has raised this issue repeatedly with both the government, who manages the units, and the Kaikoura District Council, who owns the land. She asked the council last year to ask the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment to relax its rules. So I asked the council's community services manager, Susie Haberstock, what happens next.
Our CEO rang MB at the end of last year, and apparently there is no shift for now. It's most definitely not ideal, because we do have 44 people on our register who have a housing need, but not one of them is eligible.
The council has tried to address housing issues across the district. A council-run housing forum is part of this. But when I asked Ms. Haberstock if the council could have done more on this issue...
I agree.
You think the council should have done more earlier?
Yes. 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 It's always easy to say that in retrospect. We thought we were being proactive by creating a forum. The forum only meets once a month, so there is a bit of a lag. So we did the best we can under the circumstances, but there's always room for improvement.
And the reality for people faced with homelessness in Kaikoura is not a good one. Leaving or being relocated by MSD is often the only option. One man Naya was working with, who had to live on the beach, was relocated to Wellington just before Christmas to try and find help there. So that leaves the question of how many people have actually lived in the village. According to MBIE's Julia Shanahan, not many.
We acknowledge that the occupancy of the village has been quite low. We have had five households that have used the village since April 2018.
Is that what you expected?
Probably lower than expected. However, we understand that there's a lot of uncertainty around when repairs can happen to buildings. There's some people that are still yet to settle their insurance claims and schedule their building repairs.
So I asked Julia why MBIE couldn't just change the criteria for the units to deal with what has been perceived as a more immediate problem.
We aren't in a position to repurpose the use of the village. Once the needs of that community have been met in terms of earthquake-related building, and that has been completely satisfied, then we would be very open to repurposing the village.
She says there are four eligible families that are likely to need accommodation in the village within the next month. Both the council and NIO are now trying to figure out where to go from here. But that still leaves many people on the brink of homelessness, while seven government units sit empty beside the beach. In Kaikoura for Checkpoint, Logan Church.